Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Yeah! What about now?
What's up?
It's time for the real nigga roll call. Now when you hear your city or state being called, what? You put your motherfucking middle finger up in this bitch.
ATL.
From the back, putting holes in your back.
We take the niggas from the west, putting holes in your back.
What it do? It's your girl, Winged. I am here with the family. Where my co-host is at?
Bishop 843. What's up, y'all?
Let's get it.
Man, fuck you niggas. Tired of this shit.
Nigga.
Fuck
you. Where
kids.
The country taking
it?
Oh, we all, man?
This guy.
Oh,
man.
Hey, you know what it is, man. It's your boy, Shaw Brown. Sorry I've been missing y'all. I have converted my life and working on my new gospel album, Jesus Youth, and my first single will be dropping in the next couple of days called Speaking in Tongues, featuring the well-known man is out in the streets right now, Pastor David E. Wilson. Be on the lookout.
Damn, nigga, I can't even get on the remix.
I tried to get on the remix, but you know, with his situation, kind of, you know, he got it banged up. Why do I get Bill Cosby?
Y'all niggas is ignorant. I swear to God, y'all niggas is ignorant. So check this out, Bishop. I'm gonna let you do the honors here, cause you know, you brought the power out to us. So, we talking to Av today, and if we want to give a playback as to what occurred.
Randy. Just watching Champion like everybody else, you know, just browsing, you know, the airways and, you know, checking the interviews and seeing what Rick's talking about, you know, what the legend talking about. And, you know what I'm saying, it's just, he was talking about, you know, the rundown of the Tay Rock situation, and then all of a sudden, the last, that 1603, is Av name come up. You know what I'm saying? And he just started talking about a situation, you know, about, you know, man, somebody getting his wallet took and you know, who is Av. And then Av was dropping, like, you know, lines about, you know, the mob, whatnot. I don't know, man. That's just the reason for Av coming to clear it up and tell his side of the story. I was going to preach about it because, you know, kind of hit my soul that that Brother Rex would be going that angle, you know. But we'll get to that later on.
That's crazy because I was watching something else early and Chubby Jag called out Av too.
Damn.
What is it? What did he say?
Mm-hmm. What did he say? Chubby Jag. Basically, Av don't want no problems. Who is he? He don't want no smoke.
Do you think Av know who he is?
Well,
yeah, Av called out Chubby Jag.
What? Hold on. I
Chubby Jag basically said he don't want no smoke.
Hey. We got Av on.
What do I have?
Yep.
What's
going on, sir? What's
that,
family? Yes, sir. What in the world was fucked up?
He got me fucked all the way up. You know, I never really address these motherfuckers. I let these niggas yap and run their mouth, but they got me all the way fucked up now. Especially Randy the Rat. We'll get to the Jag situation briefly. The Jag situation ain't nothing for real. This Rex shit ain't nothing for real. For starters, I've never been around Rex in New York, never been nowhere to his house, never, none of that shit. The situation he speak of, it wasn't nothing serious. Ain't nobody robbed me or no shit like that. So it'll be like somebody took something from me. Long story short, I was in Long Island going to visit a friend of mine. She went look. This was like 2015. She went a little crazy. I had to get the fuck out of Dodge. Left shit at the house, at her house and shit. So I'm calling niggas like, nigga, I'm carrying my ass back to VA. This motherfucking bitch is crazy. So shout out to my nigga Mike P. Mike P. the one take me to the station, train station. He picked me up from Long Island, take me to the train station. So I called my man back that know, you know what I'm saying, another dude from Dot Mob, you know what I'm saying. I called him to tell him what happened, like, nigga, you ain't going to believe this shit, because he's supposed to come to New York the next day. So I was going to stay out there until he got there and then leave with him. I'm like, hell nah, nigga, I'm bringing my ass back tonight. Nigga. You so we laughing about the situation, da da da. So I get to Times Square. I'm like, yo, I'm goddamn, I'm about to catch this motherfucking Chinese bus back to motherfucking the VA. So he's like, look, if you don't catch it, my man such and such is out there. You know, he fuck with the Doc Mob shit. He going to look out for you. Mind you, I don't know these motherfuckers neither. But this my nigga, and he vouching that this person will be straight. If I want to, like, you know, sit down in the morning to the morning, man, just come out there in the morning. Just go home in the morning and shit in case you don't make the bus. But it's like damn near 12 o'clock, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. So goddamn, by the time I get out there, so goddamn, I hit the nigga up. Dude, we actually called on three-way. Like, yo, it's my man Av, I need him to, you know what I'm saying, be there, get him right, you know what I'm saying, make sure he get home right, you know what I'm saying? So that's what happened. That's it. I ain't know the motherfuckers neither. He didn't call Rex, none of that shit. Like, Rex, he the one always on interviews talking about Av been Doc Mob forever. No, nigga. I ain't been no Doc Mob no 7-8 years. That's all. Every interview you say you speaking on that shit. No, nigga, no, I haven't. I know mutual niggas. When I joined the Doc Mob shit, it was because of Rock. That's it. I was cave first, period. But being that we cave and Rock is Doc Mob, you know what I'm saying? That's an affiliation, so we all family. We're like, fuck it, we riding with these niggas then. But that time he's speaking about Long Island, that's handsome shit to do with a broad. I ain't know them motherfuckers neither. But my man saying that, you know, his people's good, I can stay there till the morning, I'm going to goddamn do it. Niggas can say what they want to say. All right, bet. Fuck it. Shout out to the homie, though, because he definitely did what my man asked him to do. I stayed there, and I left in the morning. Like, ain't nobody taking nothing. Ain't shit get taken from me. I wasn't out there doing no battle or nothing. I was going to visit somebody, chilling for the weekend. Bitch went crazy. I got the hell out of Dodge.
So where do you think all this money is coming from, man? Where do you think all this money is coming from?
It's fucking Randy the Rat, man. He good when it comes down to stories, man. He good with that shit. Look at the story with the fucking weird shit. All it's is you, Rex, is you, Mook, and his wife. Y'all see Briz. You tell on him, talking about he had a hammer on him. Now all of a sudden, this invisible man's of yours with you pop out with a hammer. Where that nigga come from? That ain't who you said was with you. You're just trying to make your side of the story look tough. What I got from that shit was them niggas was in that area, and motherfucking they was gonna try to make a joke like we be out here in Briz's area, and they actually bumped into his motherfucking ass, and he ran down on his motherfucking ass, and you got the cop and please, like, hold on, look at the pictures, man. Let me show you, man. Don't hurt me, man. That's what it was. Wow. That's where I got from that story.
Wow.
But that shit, nigga. And, nigga, I been cave, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? Ain't nobody take me. I ain't met you. I ain't chilled with you. Never. Not never. What I did do was save your motherfucking life when you was out here in Norfolk when we booked your ass and you came out here with that drone shit. Had niggas throwing water bottles and shit at you.
Were you talking about shot shit?
Niggas ready to pin your motherfucking head to the wall in that goddamn that club kitchen. I kept that shit back and made sure you goddamn still got your little money and shit. Don't play with me, man. You ain't done shit for me. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. If anything, I did more for the mob. You got five niggas over there right now that I put in the motherfucking Doc Mob shit because you called me how you feel about such and such, who you want to bring over there. So while them niggas talking, they better get ready to give me their fucking social security numbers for tax season. Because I own five of the motherfuckers.
Damn, man.
What the fuck is you talking about? Whoever got down to say my name with none of this goofy shit. I don't say I'm going to let Rock cook you. Because this can't be a battle situation. I'll smoke your washing up ass. 3 rounds. So this can't be that situation. All you ever wanted to do was do 2-on-2 battles with me, nigga. Don't play with me. I'm going to say some Sharp City what? Nigga, Sharp City that niggas on your heels. Throwing water bottles at your ass because you was spitting that bullshit. And they were ready to break your goddamn neck. And I'm like, nah, that's the people. Some of you did. Some of you, I was sleeping on couch. Nigga, that was behind going to see a bitch. Bitch went crazy, and I got the hell out of Dodge. Left my shit behind at her crib because I was trying to roll. Trying to make it seem like somebody did something to me. I ain't even did shit to me. I ain't know you motherfuckers neither. I'm going off the strip of what my man say. My man say, now I got some people out there. You'll be good to lay low until the morning. It's just that simple. This shit ain't had nothing to do with you. Anybody calling you for shit? You ain't that guy. Fuck What you talking about? You just good on, you good with that camera talk, man. Don't play with me, boy.
So now I watched the interview myself. So he's claiming in the interview, like you've been saying certain stuff, like kind of slick towards him or Dot Mob.
No, my thing is, if you got Dot Mob niggas coming at my niggas, and you know I'm Cave, of course I'm gonna speak up for my niggas. What the fuck you expect? It's just like if anybody say from my side saying something about Dot Mob, other niggas gonna speak up. That's
so
all it is.
It was just battle rap shit.
That's what it is. It ain't nothing else. I don't know what happened in New York. I seen the little footage. I wasn't there, but I've been in Philly. Of course, y'all know that. But all that extra shit, I ain't worried about none of that shit. Never have been. But the thing about it won't that. It's like y'all shooting shots over here. We shooting shots back over there. What do you think? I'm going to just be quiet and let niggas bomb on my bro? No. I don't move like that. Don't move like that. And when we was rocking with niggas, we was rocking with niggas. It ain't like we won't never down. Like, fuck it. Came Dot Mafia. We made them shits up. We made that shit up, them shirts that was out there. That was our shit. We kept this shit relevant. Ain't nothing over there moving. We won't even claim y'all motherfuckers no more. Who the hell don't know that? Shine was doing his own thing.
You said Moot wasn't claiming them no more?
Yeah, you remember Moot distanced himself from that whole Dot Mob shit. Shine was doing his own numbers and shit. Like this ain't nothing nobody don't know. But what they didn't know, we was carrying that shit. We was still rapping that shit. It was Cave Dot Mob. That's what it was, you know, fuck it. We riding. But then all the extra shit, I really don't know where the turn went with them niggas. I really don't know where the turn went. But once the line divided, I know where I'm standing at. And that's where my
problem right.
Period.
With this battle, with y'all being on the card in Philly, man, I mean, do you think the battle will finish? You know, because there's a lot of tension in there. So you think maybe we're going to keep it just wrapped?
It's promotion. Okay. This nigga promoting the battle. It's promotion. It's good fucking promotion. That's it. It's good promotion to set up probably a future card, which I don't know why the fuck they would want to set up a card against us. Ain't shit over there. But, you know, that shit look like the big
maybe.
Three. Y'all picked up Ness. That shit look like the big three. That shit out of here.
Okay.
Like, all that extra shit, you done something for me, ain't nothing for me, man. Like I said, shout out to the homie, because like I said, my man hit him up. He was like, look, at my man Av out here. Take care. Make sure he's all right. He just trying to lay low until the morning. That's it. It had nothing. Like, a nigga had to tell Rex that. He didn't know nothing about that situation. He won't around. You ain't never seen us with that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Rex seemed like he was always just hella cool with you, though. Like, you know,
right.
Interviews.
That's why I'm trying to figure out what the fuck. I'm blaming Jay Black. Jay Black must have gave him something to drink or something. You play with me. Like, he must have gave him something to drink or something. But when you start shooting shots, like, it's all funny games. Like, it's all funny games. You start shooting shots. Okay, we're going to shoot back. Y'all bomb it, Dot Mob, bomb it, KK. You know, it's interesting. Right? People want to see certain things. It's cool. But don't lose your fucking mind. Don't lose your fucking mind, man, because you're trying to keep some battle rap relevancy. Some old Shark City ass. You knew. You knew what was going on, man. You remember that night. And that ain't no he say, she say shit like you trying to put together, because you just be telling shit. We all see that. And ain't no he say, she say shit that you put together, nigga. We was all right there. In fact, y'all was in the building. Y'all seen the shit.
You're right.
I ain't got the snatch or fabricate none of that shit. It was right there.
You're right. I mean, okay. Like I said, when I heard about this, because I didn't tune in. Bishop came to us with it, and I did hear what was said, but it was like, okay. My first question was like, damn, did I have to say something? Was like, you know, I kind of thought because your affiliation with people that you did rock with or do rock with, however that still go in Dot Mob, And then even since after the whole situation with Briz, it's just kind of been, you know what I mean? Like you said, I'm staying with my brother, but as far as...
See, the thing about that, my people that I fuck with, they're not battle rappers. They're not in no dot mob rap. They just cool with niggas that rap that shit. Like when my man's when I'm tripping on the phone telling my man what happened and shit, he ain't say call Rex, he ain't say call this guy. He called somebody that he fucked with on some real shit, like one of his real niggas he fucked with. There wasn't no call Rex. The fuck for? What can he do for me? Like he called his people. I don't know who the fuck this nigga is. It's just I'm taking my man word that yo I got somebody out there for you. You good? And I'm like okay, that's a bet. It's just that simple. What niggas gonna say, oh my God, he spent the night over, he stayed over, like, so what? It should have had nothing to do with Rex, man. A nigga told him, hey, Rex, say this, man, on the camera. Y'all are eating with back shit.
Ab, hold on 1 minute. If y'all are listening on the browser, you know fuck-ass blog talk is ignorant as hell. Listen, call into the show. The number is area code 516-387-1842. But, of course, you can catch the playback that will be out tonight as well. Yeah, they're saying that they're having some issues on the browser. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that's all that was. That. They're trying to make the situation.
Question. Do you think, question. Do you think you would have battled Rex if you wanted to set your name? I'm thinking about him versus him. I think he's trying to start something with him going at Kay, being like, okay, I'm battling a rock, so proclaim the leader. I want everybody else too. If Av is the highest,
cool.
let me rush
cool.
the feathers. But you,
that's
but
fine.
This is my
I'm
thing.
Gonna drag
you know
this shit.
This is what Rex do.
But you know,
he said the same thing with Sean.
But you know, I will drag the shit out of him. So that's cool. If you want to be that stupid, you know.
Well, like let's not go that far. You ain't gonna drag Rex. Make the goat, man. That's the goal, man.
We'll talk. Let it get set up. You know I'm coming to talk to you. You must be out your goddamn
listen,
mind playing me,
Jimmy. In a band setting with that house. Listen, man. If it's a one rounder,
I agree,
I got
Jay.
Rex.
Jay. Jay. Yeah. Yeah.
If it's a one rounder,
yeah.
I ain't doing no one rounder with him. I'm gonna talk to him for a good little while. And I know you're gonna do that,
okay.
Bishop. You know how you do. I'm gonna put you. You gonna get put in 8 different headlocks anyway when I catch your mouth.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, you know, better. You know better.
Oh boy.
Jay know better too. He just want to fuck with me right now. They just want to fuck with me right now. We know better. But nah,
listen, man,
all I'm saying
is, in a one rounder, you can't beat Rex. Rex is undefeated.
Now, you must be high in the court. You must be high as fuck. You smoke?
Hey, is your mustache today, bro?
You know who you're talking to, right? You know who you're on the phone with, right?
I wasn't paying attention to
you.
I'm on that bullshit, man.
Nah. Listen, man.
Nah.
Who beat Rex in a one rounder yet?
Shout out to Dutch, KIV. He said, yeah, he was at the event. He said, but he didn't battle. Well, correction, yeah, he was at the event. But that battle didn't go down, right?
They had to stop the shit. Niggas started throwing water bottles. We talking about the shit out here?
Yo, okay. Yo, this is what happened. Okay, let me see. Okay, this is what happened. Hold on, this is what happened. Let me tell it, Wayne. Let me tell it, Wayne.
Let me tell it what happened.
Okay.
Hold on, exclusive.
There was on the stage, and it was on Rex. And as soon as Rex said mixtape bars is something you got to deal with, they were like, oh, what the fuck? It was a dude right next to me that was sniffing cocaine. The nigga put his cocaine up and ran to the stage. He was like, oh, hell no. We ain't doing this. Yeah, they
hold
almost,
down.
Yeah, they were trying to get in there on stage.
Sorry, hold up. You said, oh, you just ain't going to just ease that passer, Sy.
Back
it on
up
a little bit.
You said it was dude doing what?
Niggas is different, goddamn it. Trust
me. It was different, bro. I don't personally know who it was.
It was just I just thought it was my job to, like, oh, wait, chill. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because I was sitting in the back. because I was sitting in the back, basically the majority of the night, because it was already a commotion. It was already a little commotion that happened a little while prior before they better happen. But I know it was some real niggas up in there. Like I said, it was a nigga sniffing cocaine. Yeah, all right, okay, all right.
He probably
and
was.
When Rex said that shit, the nigga put his cocaine up. He like, oh, hell no, we ain't doing this. And the nigga and a couple more niggas ran to the stage. Like, what the fuck we doing? Because I seen Corolla had went up to the stage too. Like, yeah, nigga was about to be like, nah, bro, you ain't giving us no bullshit-ass battle tonight, bro. Hell no.
And that nigga was looking like, oh, my Lord, what did I do? But, you know, you family. At this point in time, you family. So I'm supposed to do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, being serious about it. I can't do no shit, like, let nobody do no, like, ride on you like that. If this at this point, I'm fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually was fucking with it. Like, I'm not going to deny that we won't with that mom and fucking with niggas.
Wow. Now, from the way this interview is edited, there may be a part two.
So, I don't give a shit. It's not too much you can say, because we and him never really dealt with Rex. I probably talked on the phone with him probably like twice. And actually about three times. And two of those times was the time at the event when we were trying to book him. Like it wasn't that type of situation.
Wow.
Like he won't the one. It was his peoples that we was fucking with that I fuck with personally now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it won't you.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing. You don't know shit about me. I don't know shit about you. Other than when I actually had an interaction with you. When I was right there with you. You going off some, you talking some, he say, she say shit. Some other nigga took my wallet. No, ain't nobody take, no, ain't nobody take shit from me. What is you talking about?
Damn. So you.
The verbiage and the misconception of he making it seem like y'all actually was friends and y'all was cool. And like I said, the words he was using, I was like, okay. I mean, he's making it seem like him and Rex is cool. Like, that's the thing. He's a slick talker.
Right. And that's what it, and if you're stupid, you're going to fall for it. But the thing about it is, like, you can't paint that. Like, you've seen interviews of him saying, oh, I've been dot mouth for 7-8 years. No, I have not, bro. I'm going to let you get your shit off, though. I mean, we like, man, I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? But this is his character. So go for it. When we was rocking with y'all, like, nigga, I ain't get to battle rap until, I ain't get the URL until fucking 2015.
I ain't going to lie, man. T-Rex performed that shit like, he'd be like, wow. Damn, man,
right.
What?
Yo. I got a URL in 2015, bro. 2015.
Rex be the hell out of that shit.
What year is this? What year are we in?
End of 2019 going into 2020.
Right. So, I got a URL in 2015. But I've already been Dot Mall 7-8 years. How?
He makes you up with daylight.
That's what I'm saying too, though, because it's like, okay, like you said, he's been saying that or whatever. You let him rock with the shit or whatnot. But that's the thing, you know, Rex is a storyteller, so it's kind of like, you know, I understand, okay, y'all rocking with them, so you just kind of let him get his shit off. But then.
Go ahead, bro. You know, I fuck with some niggas that fuck with some niggas you be around. So I guess he was doing the math that way. I don't know. But go ahead, get your shit off, man. Pop your shit, bro. Go ahead. Stun on, bro. But if it make you feel good, it's cool.
Jay,
bro, it's fine. We can battle.
I wait.
We could definitely battle. It's nothing personal. You just gotta tighten up with that shit you be talking about.
Yeah, I'm just wild confused because he did the same thing with K-Shine too.
But Jay, hold up, Jay. Before we go any further, hold up. You said Rex can't be beat in a one rounder, correct? Or you just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, you got Rex over Rock. That means you got Rex over Rock, then.
Yes, I said that.
Right. Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna call you soon. I need some of this money.
This gonna be good right here, boy.
Rex hasn't lost in a one rounder. That's all I'm saying.
This boy crazy. I mean, you decided to feel the way you feel, my brother. But you know goddamn better.
Okay, but you don't think the odds are just Rock in this because of the whole everything going on with Cave.
Ain't nothing going on with Cave, for real. We just motherfuckers.
It's not even that. I also think, like, he proved himself versus Geechee. You know, Geechee gave him that phenomenal first round. And
he proved himself.
He got swinging him next.
The fuck he got to prove himself for? He's been doing this shit since he was fucking 16 years old. He's been consistently holding that one of the best
Rosenberg, but that
never fell off.
Never mind. I won't say fall off. No, he did not fall off. He did not fall off. But like everyone has been, you're going to be caved by it anyway. But
I'm going to be a bully. Go ahead.
Ultimately, you know, like I teased him when he was up here, a year ago, and told him about the whole cracker and the Chex Mix shit. It's just he is better on URL than he is other play when he goes off of URL. That just kind of was the general consensus. I don't say fall off. I feel like he leveled up. He definitely leveled up. Because I'm still going to blame all UK niggas for letting this man not be able to spell certain shit. But that's for a whole nother show.
No, okay.
He's gotten better.
Okay.
But
one thing about it, though, when you're on that URL platform, you're not going to go on there and just be undefeated. You're going to have fights. You're going to have battles. And when you're the face...
Right.
People coming for your neck,
right,
Paul?
Right,
every battle. So, yeah, so you can expect that. And then on top of that, every battler, top battler, then had a phase where they went through that. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Rock ain't drop off like Verb dropped off when Verb was fucking
like
up. Or,
I don't
know.
No,
but
and Rock ain't had no career like Rex shit either.
Yeah.
There you go.
What you mean? Talk about it. What you mean?
Ain't shit to talk about. Just look.
Mm.
Put on every fucking time. Every time.
I'm on Rex business for Summer Madness now.
Man, that ain't nobody talking about this shit that happened before we smacked you a beard. Like, I don't nobody care about all that old ass shit, man. Like, salute off the smack, man, all that. But I don't give a fuck about all that old ass shit, man. You still got
out
there like, man, why the fuck is these niggas booking this nigga and shit like that? You still see people saying that. You don't see nobody saying questioning why somebody booking Rock. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, you worry about that?
Now, thinking about it now.
I would say, even though Rock has been on the platform, he still get that 110%. I would say that. Him and C3, him and Arsenal, hell, even him and Sharon.
His last one round battle with Bad News hit 1 million views quick, didn't it?
So what are we talking about?
I can't say Rock can't go on other platforms and be an impact.
So what are we talking about, Jay?
Listen. First of all,
I got a spinning scissor kick your motherfucking ass when I see you.
That
is crazy, man. This shit just good promotion.
Going and clean that man up.
Man, you all right? Hang his phone up. He's hot.
Rock ain't dangerous. That makes people seem like Rock is so goddamn dangerous. Like, fuck out of here.
It's not about that. You making it seem like he just ain't got a shot in hell. I never said that. And you know better. And the thing is, you know better. But I can't speak. I can't speak for bro. I'm gonna let bro speak for his situation and with him when the time being. I just had to clear this shit up with dude trying to act like, you know, what I'm saying? Like we don't have a personal issue. But don't jump on no fucking camera like you did this, that, and third. No, nigga. Let's clear this shit up.
Well, at the end of the day, you should have known he was going to say something because he said what he said about Kayshawn. And after we...
I stayed out of a lot of that shit. I wasn't watching a whole lot of that shit neither. That was a fucked up situation. Well, you know, whatever, because I know how the friendship really was. So, yeah, you know.
But that's
not my brother. But hold on, Jay, I do remember Rex about a year ago. It was either 15 Minutes of Fame or Hip Hop Is Real. He did make it perfectly clear as far as with Al, it wasn't no battle rap. It was more some real life shit.
What was some real life shit?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean, like a problem?
No. You being associated with Dot Mob.
Because listen, that's the whole thing. Like I said, the people that I fuck with, that his people fuck with, they don't rap. They don't rap with none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? They do their thing. They chilling. You know what I'm saying? That's where the affiliation comes from. So it was only natural, like damn, you know, Tave under Dot Mar already fuck with such and such, and his people show love. So yeah, it's family now. You know, we fam, and we carried it like that for a long time. Even when niggas still won't come into our battles, still won't shouting us out only when it was convenient for them and all that shit. Like, who care? Like, we still rapping this shit.
Hey, Al.
What's up, bro?
When did the separation come about? Like, what?
I don't know. Man, I don't know. I don't motherfucking know. That, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. All I know is when the fucking line's drawn, I know what side of the motherfucker I'm standing on. That's all that matter. Whether a nigga think my bro wrong or this, that, and the third, we discuss that shit on our own time, that, you know what I'm saying, off social media and shit like that. And that's for anything that go on with Kate. You're not going to never see me in the public say my bro wrong because it ain't the public business to address how shit go on. I'm standing with you regardless. But then when I talk to you, nigga, I let you know. We'll talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
So where it went wrong, I don't motherfucking know. I couldn't tell you. But it went wrong. That's all I know. It did go wrong. And ain't nobody reach out and call like, bro, it ain't that. It ain't this. Like, we cool with niggas, this, that. No, I'm saying everything still love this. They want that.
Mm.
Niggas is doing their one too.
I think, you know, from a fan point of view, I think it's a couple of things. One was about the chain. They were about making a big deal out of the chain. And I think that was more so with homeboy that's supposed to be from the same city. It's Rock, which guy named Glenn. And this guy, he punched in the mouth.
Jesus.
Like,
the boy punched in the face. Yeah. The boy punched in the face.
Well, for me, it's like he was kind of planting that seed of kind of causing.
And even with him, he used to inbox me and shit. It'd be weird as shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was the time we was on still rocking and shit. And I'm like, I stayed out of their situation. I'm like, bro, you got a problem with bro. You need to, you know, I'm not going online and doing all that. You in the same area, get at them. That's all, like, you know what I'm saying? But it got to a point where I was like, man, I ain't thinking about this nigga. So it ain't nothing for me to say. I ain't doing that shit. We ain't about to be threatening each other through Twitter and all that. I'm grown as fuck. We on all flyers. You know where the fuck we going to be at. You know what I'm saying? So that was the whole goofy situation. But the universe has its way of handling shit. And it just so happened, that's what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I blame Jay Black for this whole thing because, you know, certain things is beyond battle rap, even if you think it's not true. Even if you think it's not true, like, you shouldn't put that type of information out in the world.
Man,
like,
well,
he's starting to become bad.
But he want his check and subscribers, brother. You think he give a fuck what happened to us if something go on? You think he give a fuck, honestly? That nigga don't give a fuck how real this situation be. That nigga want the views and that money. I mean, like, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Let's call a spade. He don't give a fuck. He putting out content to get his channel popping. That's what most of these niggas do. These niggas push record and especially if it's some shit with K. That's a great way for these niggas to get some attention. And then boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but now what if someone, God forbid, what if someone gets hurt behind a situation because something he put out?
Well, you can't blame J Black. You can't blame him. This is what
I understand, but some things you didn't. Just because you record the interview don't mean you have to put it out. I understand, like, you know, the person. Just because some.
I understand what you're saying.
No, but
let me tell you something.
Just because someone says something don't mean you got to put it out. Like, my whole thing is, God forbid, he interviewed X, Y, and Z, and X, Y, and Z see somebody, and somebody already got shot at a battle rap event. What if that stemmed from some bullshit that he put out years ago?
Well, listen, let me tell you something.
You knew that was going to cause some drama.
Listen, on our end, we are coming to rap. We coming to chill like we always do. Niggas responsible for their own actions. We ain't starting no shit, but if it happened, it happened. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't what niggas coming for. We get paid to put on the show. Let's do it. If anything happened after that, then if we got to be something after that, then it is what it is.
Has the leagues reached out to y'all?
Like, that's not the energy. Like, from us, niggas ain't going to come and say, okay, you started this shit, okay, you did this. Nah, that ain't what we coming to do. We coming to rap and do our thing. And whatever go outside that, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, then that's great. That's just how I feel. I can't speak for everybody else. Let me clear that up. From on my end, that's my energy. I'm coming to rap, put on a show. Don't touch me. Don't do none of that extra shit because I'm going home.
All right. I think it's on the leagues now. Also, the league now also. I mean, I know they're seeing it, and my thing is, you know, did they book the battle because of the confusion, or did you just book it because it'll be a good battle?
I mean, I think it'll be a good battle. But like I said, whatever got to be, got to be. That's where it with me. And I'm going to enjoy myself.
Right.
Because I always do. And it ain't shit going to change about that. Ain't nothing going to change. It was whatever. But, you know, let's keep it wrapped. We, you know, graveyard full of tough niggas. But it is what it is. It can't. If it have to be something, it can be something. And it don't got to be.
Right.
But we ain't coming in to promote nothing. We ain't trying to fuck nobody's business up. We ain't trying to disrespect the city or none of that shit. But a nigga ain't gonna play with us like we ain't grown men at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But me, anyway.
It's about MCing, man. It's about battling, man. That's all I'd be down for. Fuck the other shit. I just wanna see niggas.
Yeah,
come with
but
bars
it went away from that a long time ago.
So what do we do? Stop battle rap? No, you can't stop battle rap.
It has to go back to talent. This is what you got to do to promote a fight. This is what you got to do to sell a battle. You got to do weird and goofy shit like this nowadays. People love the theatrics. Like,
I'm not even battling that nigga. But see, I'm not even battling Rex. I'm just addressing something that was said about me.
I know, but I'm saying, but this is what he has to do to promote him and Rock. He has to do the goofy shit, the theatrics, because my whole thing is if he wasn't to say nothing, him and Rock didn't go back and forth, this battle wouldn't have got as much buzz as it did. Like, okay, Rex is battling, but now Rex is doing shit like this. It's like, okay, he got everybody talking, like, why the fuck is he saying shit like this? What's going on?
But throughout the years of seeing Rex, you know what the therapy is. You know it's promotion. The people around him know it's promotion. We know it's promotion. He's selling a fight. It ain't that. Because if it was all that, if it was really like that, it wouldn't be no interviews. We wouldn't be sitting on the phone and this, that, and the third. It wouldn't be how we was raised. But like I ain't about to do no interview with y'all tell Rex when I see him, I'm going to kill him. That's goofy as fuck. You know what? Some way you put that energy out there. I ain't about to interview with nobody. That's how you know this ain't that. I'm just letting you know that niggas gonna defend themselves by any means, no matter what. I know I am, and I know my niggas is. That's if it have to go there. We coming there on a business positive note. But just know we ain't strangers to negativity. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. But we know it's promotion. We know it's promotion. Me coming up here talking, saying what I'm saying, and I ain't disrespecting him. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Go there with him. I just let him, hold on, motherfucker. You ain't done shit for me. And I'll tell you that straight to you. You ain't do shit for me. That situation you talking about, this was that. Don't get it fucked up. Who is Av? I'm the nigga that you used to call. You know, how you feel about adding such and such to the group? You know, you a general in this shit, too. You know what I'm saying? We spoke a few times on the phone, bro. And if it won't let us book him, it was some shit like that.
Wow.
Like, we didn't have no relationship to where we talking on the phone or every day, like, how me and Rock hit each other, how me, you know what I'm saying, how we talk. Well, we ain't had nothing like that. I'm just clearing that up. You feel offended by that, my nigga, then play ball. So I can tell you.
That's crazy.
But you ready for Bill Collector, man? I'm thinking I'm just be quiet. You got me fucked up. Y'all, I talk slick too, nigga. Fuck you mean. And that's why we can take it to a battle if you want to do that.
Wait, before we get there, Bishop.
Okay, go ahead,
bro. You know Chubby Jag responded to you, right?
Okay, let's get to the Chubby Jag shit. The Chubby Jag shit, that's real brief, though. You know, I did a live on Instagram. Was like, yo, if Cash and Rock battle, I'd like to be on that car and I battle Chubby Jag. Like, I thought he was dope. I still think he's dope. He was dope. That's all that was. I still would battle. You know what I'm saying? If it happened, like, I don't know him personally, but I think he's dope. I heard him battle Cortez on the phone. And
long
I heard a couple
of freestyles. You don't want no smoke.
I mean, how can I not want the smoke if I said, yo, if they battle, I want to be on the card? Like, you know what I'm saying? How do I not
what
want
that man
smoke?
Said. He said, long
I mean,
story
so what?
Short, you don't want no smoke.
That well, that's so, that's the end of that story. That's what I said. And yeah. Like I just said again, if they set that up, then it's just that something. But I don't even got a whole lot of storyline for help. That's just the end of that.
Okay, you know people want a big backstory behind it. Like you got to be something strapped.
Right, it's not a big backstory. I mean, that nigga ain't never had a conversation, never no interaction. And I thought the nigga was dope. I said if Rock and Cash battle, I want to be on their card. I know Jag fuck with Cash. Why not set it up? Ain't no story to it. I don't know you niggas. I really don't care about you. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. But I would do it. Shit don't move me, man. Niggas got to stop trying to turn this shit into as the world turns, man. We you know what I mean? Like, this shit's silly.
They want to turn it into wrestling. I keep telling you. You got to be a story.
Yeah, but I'm not a fucking wrestler. You know, I rap and roll. Give them one and I'm out. That's it. That's all I care about. I don't care about the popular shit. I don't got to go on no fucking Champions or no other show to try to sell some bullshit that ain't real or be a dry snitching on niggas. I ain't doing none of that shit. Set the battles up. I'm going to rap and I'm out. But this shit, I just wanted to briefly address this. Like, it won't nothing crazy. Just chill. Stop acting like, you know, I was fucking with y'all niggas. I put some of them niggas over there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mr. Boy,
you can't say who was F. I employed some of them niggas.
You,
oh, shit.
This nigga said he employed some niggas. Damn.
The fuck? Hey, I'm giving out work.
Hey, you ready for bill collector, right? Remember, I need a 30.
I'm out to start. On some G shit, though. Because of all this shit, I'm out to start today, though.
See that?
Bill collector?
Huh?
It's only bill collector.
Nah, Bill dope though. Bill dope, but I really.
Here comes that bullshit. See, y'all do what the NBA plays.
I wouldn't have took the battle. Really, I honestly wanted
really
the battle next.
But
Bill, my nigga, all the way around the board. Man, Bill been rocking.
Listen, he
Come
might.
You said you wanted
to
battle next.
Like,
yeah. We was talking about it a while ago.
Wait, it's so funny you said that because he put in the air on Champion like he wasn't worthy, my brother.
See, it's Jay Black's fault, man. Jay Black keep making these niggas drink before they come to his show. I never said Ness won't worthy. I've always put it out there that I would battle Ness.
No, Ness said you wasn't worthy.
He didn't say he wouldn't. He can't put that together in his mind to say some shit like that. I'm not going to believe that. not my friend. That's my friend.
He was on, and he was on that with Bill.
Listen, he did not put that together in his mind. I assure you. Watch the clip again. You might have heard that shit different. I know he didn't put that shit together in a complete sentence.
He said that.
I'm not gonna let you lie on that man like that. He would not form that together in a complete sentence.
When we get off the phone, I'm gonna send you the what you call it.
Okay.
Just got to get the number.
I want you to watch it again first, and then
I gotta watch it again. I know exactly about where he said it at.
Yeah, hold on. And we got the segment up here, brother, where we say what niggas need to get off of URL.
That's not for me to say.
Are you willing to punch? That's
not for me to
say. You're going to be 100. You're going to be 100.
It's not for me to say. Especially if they're getting paid. It don't.
I
feel what you're saying.
Some of these niggas need to go. Every man needs to eat, but some of these niggas need to go. Some of these niggas do not deserve to be on this platform. There's plenty of other niggas who deserve that shot, and y'all just taking up room.
I will answer that. I will answer who should be on the platform more.
Okay. So who deserves to be on the platform? And I'll just say who needs to go. For every name you name, I'm going to name a nigga that need to go.
You say, hold up.
You say who?
You say for everybody I name, you going to name a different nigga that need to go?
And yeah, replace him.
Well, we definitely need to see my bro YK up there more.
Well, he's already part of your route, so yeah.
I would like to see I would like to see A Ward up there.
Okay, Loso can go.
That's the same motherfucker.
No, it's not.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, sir. We not doing that one. I let you get, remember the other one you talked about offline, Ev. You got that one. You feel me? You got me that day. You feel me? But this day right here, hell no. You can't. Nah. Mm-mm. A-Ward 10 times better than Loco.
Proceed.
I like Heavy Hair from Chicago.
He retired.
Oh, damn, for real?
Yeah.
I like Gage.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so we're replacing Gage with Cuban.
No, you replacing Cuban.
Cuban about to battle my bro Squeako, too, on the PZ joint.
That's another. He's about to get 30'd again.
I agree.
I got the next one, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
I got a next one with Alf.
Okay.
I don't know. I want to see my bro Ishmael on URL more.
Okay. Your Honor can go. Your Honor, the judge, the bailiff, all the motherfuckers can go. My opinion.
You don't fuck with Your Honor, man.
I like Your Honor, bro. Gunpowder Pat.
That's Lord, go.
They the same nigga.
No, they're
not.
Wrong.
No, I don't do that.
Yes, they are. You want to know why they both the same nigga? Because they both can go. That's why.
Agreed.
I don't want to say no bad shit, man.
I want to see
my bro Roller get some more plays. I want to see him battle Swayze. I want to see him battle Shug. I want to see him get some more plays too. Definitely.
Okay, and I was gonna say the whole last PG class can go. Anywho,
No.
Who was in the last PG class?
You can't say the last
give me.
Okay, hold on. Let's do this again.
Chaos and Jay Kruger is the last.
Hold on. I'm in my bag now. Who is Jay Lopez?
I don't know who that is.
Exactly. No, we're doing this.
But that don't mean shit for me.
That's not
that don't mean
fault.
Shit for me.
That's not their fault as far as
that don't mean. Like I got like a top five favorite niggas that's, you know, the new niggas that's out now. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That need more looks. I like I think Fonz is the best nigga out right now. Fonz, Swamp, Skates, Ace, and when the nigga Jay the Nightwing is focused, when he on this shit, he on this shit.
Did you say Ace? I mean,
yeah.
Man, we ain't gonna be doing it, Ace. Man, I like Ace, man.
Ace got a different.
I like him too, but he ain't ready.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. You're not ready right now.
He ain't ready, man.
Wow.
Ain't ready.
He definitely needs more practice. He does. He's going to be great. He's going to be. No, that's no diss to him. Just backtracking shit got to stop with him because he's all.
He's
going to
be
mean?
A great small
I feel like he is going to be great. He definitely has the it factor that we all speak about. He has that star power or whatever the case may be. Shout out to D.I. the Handyman. I like the little fight video that they did for him, but it's not enough. Mr. More interviews than battles. My nigga, you're a battler, Av, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. This ain't throwing him under the bus. But when you practice one-round battles, that's the problem with these niggas, these fans in URL. They look at these niggas on their URL PGs, one-offs and whatever, but they don't go back to see what the nigga did before. He did more one-rounders. When you're doing that, you're not conditioning yourself to construct three rounds. Am I right or wrong? I'll wait. That shows as you begin to level up. It's a different type of conditioning. This is a fucking sport. That's the problem with these niggas. Y'all got to start looking at this as such. Back in the day, we were fans just as well as you niggas as fans of basketball, baseball, whatever you like, whatever your vice is that you watch every Sunday, Monday, and on the weekends, whatever it is. Y'all know just as well, if you've been an athlete, you can't just go and do, depending on what you do. You know what I mean? You can't just go and practice one thing when you got to practice to be versatile. That's all I'm saying. Am I wrong?
You right.
No, you're not wrong.
Hey, y'all got any more questions about this wreck shit?
Nah, man. I don't.
Oh, your battle with Bill. Wow, is your battle with Bill? It's three rounds or one round?
Three. Three rounds, 2 minutes.
Two minutes?
Oh.
Huh?
2 minutes? Yeah, he can't. Nah, Bill can't get it. I don't know. 2 minutes.
Yeah, Bill take a while. Yeah, it take Bill at least probably about a good 3:30 to kind of get into the super duper.
I mean, that's what I'm contracted to rap for. I mean, that's what he gonna, you know, I guess he's gonna rap the same thing too. Like, I ain't about to, you know what I mean?
Nah, Bill is gonna rap over time. He's gonna rap over.
Nah, he's not doing no red shit.
Okay, Ab, before you go, I got a question.
What up?
So a lot of these guys on URL is getting fast track, right? My whole thing is, I think before they start putting them against you guys, I feel like they should bring some of the older guys back. Like, I mean, the guys like off of URL, I mean, like Excel, Ty Law, and let them rumble with them before they get to y'all. Because a lot of y'all already rumbled with them before y'all got to that plateau. I think it should be like URL freshmen versus the old sophomores and shit like that. Mix up different calls because if, like you said, Ace is your. If your guy, you're also co-signing, like he has it. But if you lost Ace in a room with a couple of these guys, I think he's going to die badly. Same thing with Swamp, same thing with Squeako. There's a lot of these guys who they're going to lock in with because URL is not doing talent development. They're not letting these guys grow.
If it was me, I'd put all their asses in there with Danger Zone. After your PG and whatever, boom. And you sick swing.
It is a criteria certain niggas that would be dope. Yeah, that would be dope. Like, it's some niggas that, like, once y'all get out of that class, it should be a level of the next level of niggas that you see before you can start getting some looks. But then again, you got to look at it like, it's not the fact that these niggas is getting looks, because the cards is, it's just the cards are being producing better battles. Like the smaller cards. What event was that just in Philly? Lockdown. Born Legacy 8 was better than Lockdown.
Smoked it.
It was like one battle, one good battle on Lockdown, and that was motherfucking rocking on Geechee.
That's a fact. All I'm saying is that URL is pushing these guys a little bit too fast, and we need to develop them more.
But I'm saying, how are they pushing them? How are they pushing them? Because they ain't getting big stage. They ain't getting big stage cards. Some of these niggas is just taking advantage of the opportunities they getting right there. They turning up whatever car you put them on. That's what you need and need to respect. It's just niggas that's in position need to battle them niggas more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I don't think these niggas getting pushed like they supposed to be, especially, like, if we judge it off, niggas just saying, like, okay, look at A$AP Mean last joint in New York. That battle wasn't originally for that card.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying? Like,
that's a fact, but my whole thing is this. My thing with he was going on his campaign, fuck the vet. Okay, cool. You got a slogan that everybody been using. You went on that stage, you had an okay first round, and then Snake Eyes ate you up on that stage. He made you look like you wasn't there. This is my thing. If you have like
47 minutes one round.
Listen, if you having a hard time with Snake Eyes on that big stage, what you think a vet's gonna do to you?
You're right. I understand what you're saying.
Like, that's my point. My whole thing
that,
is this.
That definitely makes sense.
You could put a mid-tier on that stage again. Put Adi Boom and Ace Amin on the stage. Look, watch what's going to happen. Adi Boom going to eat him up on that stage. No matter how long he's been going, he don't know what he's doing.
Shit, you put B-Dot on that motherfucker, he'll have a hard time.
What I'm saying.
That ain't a big stage battle.
But regardless of the point, you still have to, you have to develop as an artist.
But see, these motherfuckers now ain't—they don't care about talent no more. This is about star power and selling tickets. All they care about is the business part, which you can't fault them for, because if they don't give a fuck, they don't give a fuck. You know, the real hardcore fans care about the talent, but it's about star power. And we've been saying that for a minute.
Yeah, you're right, because people still access the queen.
Nothing
new.
You said because they who?
They still active for clean.
You know, so it is what it is, man.
Well, that's what it is. Y'all ain't got no more questions?
Yeah. Oh, fuck Newborn. So I just had to put that in there.
Who?
I ain't said in a while. Fuck Newborn. I just had to.
Newborn.
Yep.
How the fuck you buy him on Newborn?
If you deserve it. You made me lose some money.
Oh, shit.
The way you were talking earlier, you ready to lose more money. That dumb shit you was on when we first got on the phone. You like giving away money.
I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't lose no money since Newborn, sir. Fuck him.
All right, brother.
Fuck him.
Don't
get mad at me when Rex beat Rock, all right? Just, we're going to have that conversation, right?
Well, make sure you answer the phone when my bro's smoking, because you know you get to running, especially that when they come to 2K and shit like that. That's a whole other conversation.
Because I told you to say, no, hold on. I told you to send an invite. Like, that's a whole other conversation, but yeah, anywho, Rex won.
Like, my bro been on. But yeah, man, you know, yeah, whatever that nigga talking about, that's some bullshit, but all in all, man. Like, stop it, man. Leave me alone. Yeah, I'm defending my bro, and I'm standing with my squad, man. It is what it is. If everybody got, you know, I holler at the homie Briz too. Briz chilling.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Y'all will see him soon.
I'm glad you said that. Say that a little louder, please.
Briz chilling, man. Briz cooling, man. And like everybody think they got this theory or format that what's going on with Briz. Everybody so called talk to him and stuff. All right, if you say so, bro. My homie chilling, man. He's cooler.
That's good to hear. Good to hear someone speaking to him.
It's just a popular thing right now, man. When you see Cave name, something about Cave in the media, it's just a popular thing to talk about now, man. That's all it is. You know, Rex did his interview. You know, he got to go into character and try to play certain situations like this, that, and the third. But like I said, man, we ain't had no friendship or relationship shit like that. Like, we won't cool like that, my nigga. Like, we talked on the phone a few times. Couple times it was about booking you. Another couple times it was about fucking adding members to Dot Mob. That's it.
You said employees.
Huh?
Being petty. I said you said employees.
Yeah. I mean, because I left the company. You know, I left the company, so I really. You know, I left the company.
That's some bullshit.
What'd you expect a nigga to do? What do you expect a nigga to do? Like, you think, this been my bro. You know what I mean? It's been bro. I'm supposed to ride with him. That's been bro.
That's a fact.
Because you're not telling nobody over there not to say nothing about Cage. You know what I'm saying? So what you think I'm going to say? You motherfucking right. I heard that motherfucking story he told about Briz, and that shit sound real first 48-ish to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I spoke on it.
Imagine niggas popping up and shit.
Yeah. So, I spoke on it. Y'all talking about us?
Yeah, that's
crazy. But it ain't no problem.
Anybody else got to ask, have any questions? Bishop?
Nah, Bishop.
I know you got one. Bishop got one in the chamber.
I think we
you always got
nah,
one.
Nah, I'm going to let him live, man. I'm letting him live. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
as long as he do what he do.
We can talk about it, bro.
Listen,
listen,
Ab.
Hold on,
we will celebrate our victory after you beat Bill Collector, sir. I might have a gift for you.
I remember that. I know what you're talking about.
You just do what you do now, okay? Thank you, sir.
You're a funny nigga.
I'm good, Wayne. I'm straight, y'all. I'm good. I'm good with my question. I'm straight.
I think we need to get Bill Collector on the show. I think Bill Collector got a thing or two to say about this.
I would come back to the show with my nigga Bill before we battle. I definitely would.
Ray, to the show, I was assuming he has a question. Otherwise,
what time?
No, I ain't got no question, man. I was just trying to hear what this bet was about.
Who?
Ray, who is Cookie G?
Man.
You cannot
man.
Come back on the show until you answer who Cookie G is. Right?
Man, I don't know who Cookie G is, man.
Am I wrong? If I'm in there, Cookie G.
You don't know who Cookie G is.
I don't know.
We got no word for you, sir.
I don't know none of that neither.
Well, I'm good, man. I mean, Wayne, do what you do.
Hey, we good. I mean, as always, we appreciate. We'll have Bill Collector and Av momentarily. And November, end of November is a long time away. I'm just kind of hoping that there is no part two about anything else after this, but
yeah, because I'm gonna address that shit again. God damn it! Like, leave me alone. Like, I should have never been brought up. Period. That's the way I feel about it. Don't bring me up unless you know. And then if you're working on battling, then that's cool. But that shit, like, you bugger. Trying to play me like I'm some bum ass nigga. Like, I sleep on my couch in my own house now. So what are you saying?
Are you trying to play me, nigga? You must be out your goddamn mind. Trying to play me like I was.
Gotta get Rock back on here, man. It's been a
like I was some old, like I was some old goddamn stranded old left out dog or something. That shit had me like, what? Nigga, you crazy. I would rather leave and come back home to my own shit. My man say, nah, wait till the morning. Like, oh, okay. These your people? All right. I'm talking about we ain't know him. Nigga, I ain't know you motherfuckers either. It was after that, then everything started clicking. But, you know, I already explained all this shit. Nigga, it's just that. I just can't believe these cameras and shit, man. Jay Black, it's your fault, man, because I know you're going to listen.
My nigga name is, you know what? That ain't real.
Who?
Nigga name is Randy. What you expect from a nigga name Randy? You seen the wire.
Man, look. What did I say last show about these dudes that's getting on these cameras indicting their damn self, but they supposed to be thugs and gangsters?
Now you, yeah, cause you can't blame you can't blame it on all, man. It's just this one.
Yeah, he's just this. Ain't he from Harlem?
Oh shit!
Oh, and you a New York nigga talking? So as long as you
I'm from Queens. We built different. Ain't
homo.
Ain't no nigga from. All I can say is ain't no nigga from Queens, Smith. You do our history. Ain't no niggas from... I know what? Never mind. It is what it is.
I'm going to talk your shit, man. I'm going to let you get to go and get your shit out, man.
It seem like niggas from Harlem to be... you know what? Jersey. Never mind.
Y'all niggas crazy, man. I'm going to holler at y'all,
all
man.
Clips, pops, alcohol.
Hey, bro.
All right, let's find out.
You niggas in that. Hey. We listen. We got to end this show before you motherfuckers get us in some trouble. I ain't got time. I have.
Hey, now you know. Load and look. Motto. I heard. Then you know this shit start coming out. I'm just saying.
I ain't got time for your shenanigans at all. Listen, if y'all are on the browser, the playback will be up tonight. Yeah. Shit. That well. So. Battle, y'all. Av has left the building. Battle, y'all. Can we get a Rex? Can we get a Rex versus Av?
I'm not interested.
Oh shit!
Not excited. Not excited, cuz.
Y'all will be after this event.
Look. You get
if your niggas wasn't interested, we wouldn't be talking about this situation right now. I'm just saying.
Man, it's something to talk about. That don't make it interesting.
No. This is interesting.
If we can watch, listen. If we sit there and watch DNA versus Bill Collector, we can watch Al versus T-Rex.
I didn't watch DNA versus Bill Collector. I was making me some chicken tenders.
If we can watch that right there.
I was cooking me some Wayne. So yeah, you're right.
Listen, there's a lot of bullshit. We done sock and watch in our days, and I guarantee you.
Before I forget too, y'all. Shout out to Clone, man. Clone Free.
All right.
Shout out to Clone, man. Welcome home, man.
That's dope. That is really dope. I was looking at that interview with him the other day, yeah, and I hadn't heard anything, any updates. So, yes, definitely shout out to him. And shout out, of course, to my nigga Tink. If niggas don't know and ain't heard and been under rocks, he also is home. He's in the halfway house. But he would definitely
demon is out of hell.
And there's only one demon. And there's only one fucking demon. That's Tink.
And he will be battle ready come end of January, February.
Let's go.
Be looking for that card because he will be on one.
Mm-mm. Oh, shit.
I can't speak about it right now, but definitely he will be, yeah. And the shit is going to be dope. So definitely salute to the people that know who they are, because we've been talking about this. But anyway, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I feel like this was kind of left. you know, I mean, even regardless of if Av had said whatever he said in regard to Rock or whatnot, it was just kind of left. Yeah, it do seem like promo for a battle. I feel like it would be a dope battle. You know, shit, I feel like Rex on his way back.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I've been too happy too many times to see some of these legends spit some stuff, and I'd be like, uh-oh, they back. And then next thing you know, they go back to that bullshit. And I'd be like, well, maybe they not back.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, especially with Al, because when Al got a legend, he get him the fuck up out of here. His legend record is very kind of perfect right now against a legend. He's getting the fuck up out of here.
Well, okay.
Very, very true.
I mean,
check out that new work on the app if you're still paying the $7.99, Al versus Arsenal. Proof is in the pudding.
I guess. All right. Well, it is what it is. Hey, you know what? We got to figure out what day we're doing the show, because check it. When we did, if y'all have not heard the other show from last week, last Thursday, Chopping Fables, do y'all realize that we didn't even do a Survivor Series prediction? That was not a fucking prediction.
Well, you know what? It might be good. Anyway, now we know it's a full both of the cards, where all three cards is out now. So, it's probably a good thing.
Well, I know who's not paying their phone bill that week.
Damn.
Oh, nigga, I'm going to pay your phone bill just so you can come on the show, nigga. We ain't doing that. You're going to talk about these battles.
What?
Yeah, he ain't going to pay his phone bill because he don't want to talk about these battles. Now, see, if it was the PG card in Atlanta, then I would agree with you, my brother. Oh. But you know what? That's another story.
Damn. Mm. Y'all supposed to pay back on top of these fables. That was a dope ass show. Shout out to New Era Mac and the MVP. That was a fire ass show. Again, the playback, if you are just now tuning in, the playback will be available tonight on that. And, you know, we'll have it around in the morning. If you come to Blog Talk and listen to the whole show. But, I'm good.
Hey, shout out to Pastor Bishop for holding my granddaddy down, man.
Oh,
well, you know, Wayne, you got the music on hand.
They've been shitting on my granddaddy, man. Let my granddaddy out here talking to him, man.
I ain't gonna do it. You know, I only do it when the spirit hit me.
Yeah, I want to thank you, man. Thanks for holding my granddaddy down, man. He really appreciates it.
And I had to take him all the way down 95. All the way down the interstate with that one. But, you know, I got another one coming soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddaddy will be getting all the emails he will be receiving. He'll be receiving a lot of love, so he will be hitting those emails. Salute to y'all.
Hey, but the next one.
Y'all stupid.
But the next blessing is going to come from Battle Rap, though. So stay tuned for that one. Yeah, I got something coming.
Deacon Shaw want to be on board for that one.
I got something coming, because this battle rap thing is getting too out of hand. Brothers want to put the Bible down and pick the Mac up. I can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. Can't let it slide, Saints. We can't let it slide because a couple of gun balls, a couple of haymakers, and a couple of rebuttals. We can't let it slide. So I'm gonna speak on it. They want. You know what they're saying right now, Wayne? Oh, Bishop on the radio playing with God. Well, y'all niggas playing with God, too. So we even. We go to hell together. Let's go.
Oh, let's get it.
Let's get it. I ain't playing with you. I'm just saying. Let's call it play to play. Shit. Y'all stupid, man. Right? I ain't messing with y'all, man.
What? Y'all niggas going to hell with like gasoline draws. Hey, yo, it's the Breakdown Crew, man. We are out.
Peace.
Yeah.
We out, man. Shout out to my granddaddy, David E. Wilson. About to call you right now.